Chapter 42. It had been a long, excruciating few months. Boss had held Ventress in his arms afterward. How long, he did not know. But at some point, he heard blaster fire, and Obi-Wan Kenobi crying his name, calling for help. Voss had gone, and the three Jedi fought together as, yet again, Dooku eluded capture. Darth Sidious, whose identity Voss had sacrificed so much to learn, had apparently decided to aid his apprentice after all. Voss didn't remember the trip back to Coruscant. He suspected he had gone a little mad. Anakin had placed him in the ship's brig. Voss had gone willingly, but when he realized he would be separated from Ventress's body, he had demanded to be with her. Kenobi had assured him Ventress was in stasis and would be cared for with respect. Somehow, at some point, Voss had slept. As he had known would happen, he was brought before the Jedi Council, and there, exhausted and soul-sick, confessed every one of his crimes. He told them that he had fallen, but had denied that truth even to himself. His intention had been to use Dooku to get to Darth Sidious, and thus eliminate both Sith Lords once and for all. He accepted full responsibility for the campaign he had led under Dooku's guidance, for planting the bombs in the asteroid, for warning the Count about the attack on the listening post, for killing Beyonds and the clones aboard the Vigilance, for the murder of his friend, Akar Deshu. Voss spoke until his voice was hoarse. He had been calm for most of the interrogation, but when they asked him about Asajj Ventress, he shattered.
"She saved me,"
he wept.
"She saved me."
They pressed him for more details, but Voss found himself unable to say anything other than those three words. Then, to his surprise, Obi-Wan Kenobi had stepped forward to speak. Not just for Voss, but for the woman who had once been numbered among the Jedi's greatest enemies. As it turned out, he and Anakin had borne witness to all that had transpired during Ventress's final moments.
Asajj Ventress moved Voss out of harm's way, taking the full brunt of Dooku's Force Lightning upon herself, Kenobi said. She sacrificed her life to save him.
That is commendable, Mace Windu had said. For her to give up her life for another speaks well of her.
But Kenobi was shaking his auburn head. An odd, unspeakably kind smile was on his face.
You misunderstand, Master Windu. All of you. She didn't just save his life. She saved Quinlan. And I believe she may have saved us.
Yoda had silenced the questions and protests and instructed Kenobi to speak what was in his heart.
We lost our way, Kenobi had said. We lost it when we decided to use assassination, a practice so clearly of the dark side for our own ends.
Well-intentioned though it might have been, all that has happened since, Voss succumbing to the dark side, the deaths he has directly and indirectly caused, the secrets leaked, the worlds placed in jeopardy, all of this can be traced back to that single decision.
Masters, I submit to you that Voss's fall was of our making, and Asajj Ventress's death is on all our hands. That Voss is here with us today, devastated but on the light path once more, is no credit to us, but to her.
She died a true friend of the Jedi, and I believe that she deserves to be laid to rest with respect and care, with all gratitude for the life she gave and the life she has restored to us, and this bitter lesson that came at so dear a price. We are Jedi, and we must, all of us, always remember what that means.
Voss knew he could never repay Kenobi for that, but he had the rest of his life to try. He worked closely with Yoda for a time, doing all that was required of him. Slowly but steadily, he began to regain trust. It would never right the terrible wrongs he had done, but Voss was moving into a position to at least begin to atone.
Finally, Yoda agreed to release him into Kenobi's care, to take Asajj Ventress on one final journey. So it was that Vos and Obi-Wan had come to Dathomir. On a hoverlift between them floated Ventress's coffin. Vos walked with one hand resting atop it. He noticed his friend's reaction to the skeletons strewn about as the two Jedi made their solemn way toward the fortress.
Dooku slew them all because they had sided with Ventress, Vos told Kenobi. And still, she was able to let go of revenge.
Kenobi said nothing, but Vos noticed that he too placed his hand atop the coffin. As they approached the open mouth of the fortress, Kenobi said, Are you absolutely certain about this, Quinlan? The dark side is very strong within.
It is, Vos agreed. But for this moment, the dark side is not our enemy. Can't you sense it?
He watched as Kenobi took a deep breath, reaching out into the Force. His eyebrows rose as he experienced what Vos could feel. Puzzlement flitted across his bearded face, and he looked at Vos curiously. Why not?
Here, the dark side belongs to the Night Sisters, and we are returning one of their own. I don't know how I know it, but I do.
I believe you, Kenobi said simply. Vos felt a rush of gratitude. They stepped into the cool shadows, walking between pillars carved with the likenesses of strong women. Vos remembered what he had felt the first time he had entered. He had been chasing Ventress with anger in his heart. Now, there was only sorrow, an aching sense of loss that he knew would diminish over time, but never completely leave him. And he didn't want it to. Strange as it was, he understood there was grace and strength in this pain, a reminder of what should never be forgotten.
I never expected to find beauty on Dathomir, Kenobi admitted as they stepped fully into the cavern that had housed the village of Ventress's kin.
She was beautiful, Vos said quietly.
They walked to a fissure in the flat stone that contained a dark, still pool. Unlike the luminous blue pools that provided much of the cavern's illumination, the pools that had once housed the ancient sleeper, the water of this one, if water it truly was utterly black. No breath of wind or movement of creature disturbed its mirror-like surface. Different levels carved into the stone served as steps. Vos placed both hands on the coffin. Now that it had come time to let her go, he realized that it would take everything in him to do so.
I can give you some privacy, if you'd like, Kenobi offered.
Thanks. I think I'd like to be alone with her for a little bit.
Kenobi shifted uncomfortably. I will have to keep you
in sight, I know,
Vos said.
And I understand why. It's all right.
He wasn't angry. Leaving him alone in a place steeped in the dark side was not something Kenobi or the Council could permit. Not yet. One day, perhaps. Kenobi nodded and gave a sad smile before striding a few meters away.
Vos turned again to the coffin. Then, steeling himself, he opened it.
Ventress had been put into stasis shortly after her death and been prepared respectfully at the temple. Vos knew that Kenobi had recovered some of Ventress's clothing from the wreckage of the Banshee, but he was completely unprepared for what greeted him when he opened the lid.
Asajj Ventress's face was tranquil. Her hair had been washed and combed. Her arms, their injuries repaired, had been folded over her midsection. They still bore the dark tracings of the Force lightning that had claimed her life, but the marks were oddly beautiful, spidery and graceful. Her body was clothed in the elegant black evening gown she had worn on that night when he... I'm so sorry,
Vos said, knowing how inadequate the words were, but needing to say them anyway.
I'd give anything to go back,
If I could, I'd...
A rueful, bitter chuckle escaped his lips. Where do I begin?
There's so much I should have told you. So much I should have...
His throat closed abruptly, and his words drifted into the deep silence of the cavern.
And now, it's too late, and I will never stop grieving that. But I'm on the path, Asajj. You bought my chance with blood. And I won't waste it. I swear I won't. Every day, every minute of my life, I'll live it. For me and for you. I'll fight because you can't. And I'll laugh. And I'll do everything I possibly can with everything I have in me to make things better. Because this galaxy has seen too much of darkness.
Voss gently stroked her cheek. Rest now, my love. I brought you to Dathomir. Your sisters don't have to wait any longer. You told me you were reborn here, in this pool. I hope it's all right for me to return you to its waters.
He took a shaky breath. He had thought he would dread this moment, but he was surprised to feel more a sense of quiet peace than pain. This was the right thing to do, and he knew it. Bone deep. Slowly, reverently, he lifted his arms as if he were holding Ventress in them. Her body rose into the air in response. Voss bore her in the force to the still dark pool and gently lowered her. Slowly, the black water closed over her, accepting her into its embrace. Her face was the last of her to disappear. Pale and bearing an expression of serenity she had never known in life. He blinked. Was the water changing color? Tendrils of mist began to rise, green and glowing. Green, like the Dathomiri magics Ventress had spoken of. Green, like the water of life. Voss caught his breath. Soft susurrations reached his ears, sounding almost like...
Kenobi was beside him immediately, his lightsaber unlit but in his hand. Voss, what's happening? Slowly, incredulously, Voss understood. His heart ached with a bittersweet joy.
Listen, was all he said. Kenobi's eyes widened. He heard it too now. The whispers of women's voices.
The Force had reclaimed Dathomir's wayward child. And as Voss reached out in it to send the woman he loved a final farewell, he thought he could make out a single word.
Sister. Asajj Ventress, at last, had come home.